I want to introduce my old friend, Betsy Fairbanks of the Fund for Nonviolence.
Hi. In 2000, I met the director of the national effort to obtain moratorium resolutions from cities and counties and organizations. And she asked me who led the campaign in Santa Cruz, since they always lend a hand and help the effort. And here they just heard suddenly Santa Cruz had signed on. So I had to tell her I wasn't even aware of a campaign, and that in Santa Cruz, someone could probably just ask the city council, or one of the city council members might just take it on themselves. So recently, when I was asked who to talk to in order to work on signing on Santa Cruz signing on to the World City Against the Death Penalty, I said, oh, just go to the mayor. You know, of course the council will support that. So I know we're preaching to the choir here, but it's time to be thankful for this community we live in. In my work on the death penalty throughout the nation over the past years, I've learned that even among progressive circles, unlike many issues, support for abolition of the death penalty really is not a given. I work most closely with the national organization of family members of people who've been murdered or executed. And I'm the one token board member who has not lost a family member. What we also have in common is opposition to the death penalty in all cases. It's not just for the sympathetic cases, the mentally retarded, juveniles, etc., but all cases. It's the McVeighs and the Massauis as well. It's an extraordinary group of colleagues and my friends, yet at the same time, these are all too ordinary people to whom terrible things have happened. But for circumstances of fate, any one of us could be or become a member. For members of murder victims' families for reconciliation, the death penalty doesn't bring comfort. It causes more harm. So they have chosen to devote their time and efforts to ending the death penalty by bringing their voices and their experiences to the public arena to challenge the notion that the death penalty is victim-friendly. Rather than speak for them, I want to share a recent letter written by Robert Holscher, who's a fellow board member. He is addressing the issue of recent congressional efforts to reduce constitutional protections for death row inmates. So this is very recent, this month, in a letter to The Hill, which is known as the newspaper for and about the U.S. Congress. And it's called Victims' Families Speak for Themselves on Death Penalty, which is why I want to read from him and not my words. It bothered me to read that Senator John Kyle and Representative Dan Lundgren from California are promoting habeas corpus overhaul because they think I want it. This is responding to a letter called Victims' Families Are the Reason for Death Penalty Appeals Reform. As a survivor of homicide, my father was murdered when I was 7 years old. I have never associated closure with the fate of my father's killer. The responsibility of healing the pain and sadness of that deep personal loss is and has been for my entire life, mine alone. I seek no contribution from the man who left 6 children fatherless. And I seek no comfort from politicians using victims as human shields to take shortcuts to justice. As a victim and as a law-abiding citizen, what I want is a criminal justice system that is dedicated to the highest standards of accuracy, integrity, and accountability. Get the right guy, do it by the rules, and be willing to let others check your work. Unfortunately, in our criminal justice system, we sometimes send innocent people to death row. 121 at last count, according to the Death Penalty Information Center. That's too often for my blood. It makes little sense to grease the skids to the execution chamber when this degree of risk is present. But whatever the fate of this bill, politicians must understand that victims of violent crime are not all lemmings for capital punishment. That to be a victim does not automatically arouse a desire to eradicate fairness and due process as a path to psychological wellness. But most important, that to be a victim means we speak for ourselves.
Thank you.